Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to kickstart your day. You know that feeling when your mind feels like a runaway train? Thoughts racing everywhere, anxieties piling up, and you just can't seem to find a moment of peace? Yeah, we've all been there. That's why today we're diving deep into something super important, creating a plan for maintaining good mental health. Because let's face it, taking care of our minds is just as crucial as looking after our bodies, right? But with the constant pressure and demands of modern life, it can feel like an uphill battle. Well, fear not, my friends. Today, we're arming ourselves with practical tools and stoic wisdom to navigate those mental storms and build a fortress of resilience. First things first, let's talk about awareness. This isn't about becoming obsessed with every little thought or feeling. It's about tuning in and recognizing when your mind starts going down that spiral. Think of it like checking the temperature before you step into the pool. You wouldn't jump in blind, would you? Same goes for your mental state. Pay attention to those early warning signs. Restlessness, irritability, difficulty concentrating. These are your cues to take action and steer things back on course. Next up, we need to cultivate mindfulness. Ever heard the saying, "Be here now"? Sounds kinda cheesy, right? But trust me, it's profound. Mindfulness is about anchoring yourself in the present moment, focusing on your breath, your senses, and letting go of those pesky worries about the past or future. It's like hitting the pause button on the mental chatter and taking a deep breath of fresh air. There are tons of techniques out there, meditation apps, guided breathing exercises. Find what works for you and make it a daily practice. Now, let's talk about action. Stoicism isn't just about sitting around contemplating life, it's about actively shaping your reality. When those negative thoughts creep in, don't just accept them as truth. Challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really serving me? What evidence do I have to support it? By questioning your thoughts and choosing your responses wisely, you gain a sense of control over your emotional landscape. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. This means prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's getting some fresh air, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply indulging in a relaxing bath, make sure you carve out time for yourself to recharge and reconnect. And finally, remember you're not alone in this journey. Building mental resilience is an ongoing process, and there will be bumps along the way. Don't hesitate to reach out for support, talk to friends, family, or a therapist. Remember, seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Think about that time you were feeling overwhelmed, stressed out. Maybe deadlines were looming, relationships were rocky, or just life in general was throwing curveballs your way. You probably felt like you were drowning in to-do lists and anxieties. Maybe you started snapping at people, neglecting your own well-being, or resorting to unhealthy coping mechanisms. All those things we try to avoid. But what if, instead of letting those emotions take the wheel, you had a plan? Imagine proactively addressing those stressors with strategies that actually work. You could feel more in control, less reactive, and ultimately happier and healthier. That's what we're talking about today, building a mental fortress against life's inevitable storms. It's not about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is perfect, it's about developing the skills and mindset to navigate them with grace and resilience. So, let's recap. Stay aware of your mental state, practice mindfulness, challenge negative thoughts, prioritize self-care, and remember that you're not alone on this journey. Take these tools, implement them in your daily life, and watch as your mental health blossoms. Remember, building a strong mind is an investment in yourself, and the rewards are immeasurable. Alright folks, time to put those stoic principles into action. Start small. Maybe it's just incorporating a few minutes of mindfulness each morning or consciously challenging that negative thought spiral when it pops up. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts, struggles, and triumphs with me on social media. Let's build a community of men supporting each other on this journey to mental well-being. Until next time, stay strong, stay stoic, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.